Hello and Happy New Year to all of you who are returning back with us this 2013 year. I just want to personally say Happy New Year to you and thank you, thank you, thank you for returning with us this year. I want to give a special, special thanks to our repeat listeners, to our returning listeners, that is, and also thank you for our first-time listeners, our newcomers, our returning people. So just cannot thank you enough for the growth that we have experienced both on air, off air, but most of all, personally, thank you to all of you who keep in touch with us and just share your stories and your moments and your times, the growing pains and all of those. So I'm excited about 2013 and just hope and pray that we continue to personally grow through what we go through. I do want to, let me do that now. I'm going to open up the chat line here. Okay. And for those of you who are listening by way of internet, if you're listening online or from your smartphones, remember that you do have to be a registered follower of the show in order for us to receive your comment or questions. If you have not registered and you prefer not to for tonight, but you do find that you have a question or have some information that you want to share with us, you can just use the call-in number for now and register anytime later. And the call-in number is 818-691-7406. Again, 818-691-7406. And it should be posted there online for you as well. Now, if you are listening on the phone or by way of phone, you do have to select the number 1 if you have a question or a comment. And the way that I am notified here, once I'm notified, I will pull you in by providing you with the area code that you're calling from and the last 4 digits, again, for the number that you are calling in from. But do remember, you can select the number 1 at any time during the show. You don't have to wait, and I'll be notified here that you do want to come in. And I will be pulling you in live, so be mindful of that as we move forward. I hate to say this, but every now and then we do experience technology issues, and if that ever happens, please just continue to hold on with us. I will reconnect just as quickly as possible, so don't want to put too much energy there, but if it ever happens, just please, please remain on with us. Want to remind you all to remember to move your trash cans. Cannot forget that. I will never forget that. I just want to continue to promote that because, again, it does help you to identify how our mind retains those things, even the smallest things that we do in our life. So continue to move your trash cans regularly and often, and continue to monitor how often you return back to the former place of the trash can. And remember, these are just simple things, but it allows you, simple things or things that we do without much thought process, those things are, they go into habits, they become habits, so to speak. And you know, we've talked about habits on this show. Habits are powerful, powerful factors because they're consistent and they're unconscious patterns. It's just things we do without much thought. And they do have much effect on our life, whether it creates effectiveness or ineffectiveness. Those small things that we do create habits which affect our lives. So we should always work to promote and create and welcome change in our life. If we're growing, we should always do that. And I know tonight's topic is not about change, but if we're going to do different this year in being successful at our New Year resolutions, we're going to have to change something because we're going to talk about this more, but statistics show that we, as we discussed last year, for you guys who were on with us last year, but statistics do show that we are, as a society, we are not successful in what we do every year, which is make those New Year's resolutions. So we have to change something. But remember, you know, everything changes around us. We change. I am not the same person I was last year. I'm not the same age. I am to an extent, but I'll be older this year. Days change, seasons change, weather change. So the year changes. That's why we're in 2013, and that's why we're having this discussion or this topic tonight, because a year has changed, and we have, because of that, we have made New Year resolutions. So that is why I wanted to put emphasis on New Year, on change and how it relates to New Year resolutions. So there are some things that we have no control over as far as changing, as I just mentioned, the seasons, the days, and our age and things like that. But we do have control or can control our ability to change, whether it's personal change, whether it's something that we that's happening in our life that we don't like or we want to change. We have control, the control to change, and we have the ability to do so. So whatever is going on in your world, I want you to really get a grip of that. You have the ability to change your personal and internal dialogue. You can change that. So I remember, you know, just always telling kids that no matter what your circumstances are, you can overcome. You can change. You can set a goal to be different. So no more than New Year resolutions. So all this change has a lot to do with, and it's important as we talk about the topic. And this week's topic is 2013, and I'm going to say it grammatically incorrect, how you doing? And that's a Wendy Williams thing for those of you who watch her. But, you know, how are you doing, basically? It's 2013, and this show is about your current progress and what we all do year after year, which is, again, we make those New Year resolutions. And so what I want to hear from you all tonight is, how are you doing thus far? We're 7 days into the new year. Today is January 7th, and statistics show that only 10 to 12% of us are successful. Only 10 to 12%, that is a very low number considering. So only 10 to 12% of us are successful in our New Year, in reaching our goals, in reaching our New Year resolutions. Statistics also indicate that most people are unable to keep up the momentum for more than 10 days. So here we are. We're 7 days. That means we have 3 more to go. And based on society's statistics, it's showing that by now most of us are either progressing or we're thinking, oh boy, I failed again, or I'm headed, you know, for a failure again. And we're going to talk about that more. But again, we're 7 days into it, and statistics show that just we're only able to keep the momentum going about 10 days. Before getting too deep into it, I, for the first time, felt the need to look up or understand New Year resolution better this year. Like, where did all this arise from? And I think it was mainly because I decided this year, you know, after being in this world 44 years and probably a good 20 of them making New Year resolutions myself, I just decided that I don't like the word resolutions as far as even New Year resolutions, and I'll discuss that a little bit later. But it just drove me to the point of wanting to understand where all of this has come from. And as I explain this, I would like for you all, you repeat listeners, you've heard this before, so be patient with me, but it reminded me, or I want to share with you, again, the story, the ham bone story, which is, again, for you repeat listeners, you can just kind of talk this one through with me. But it's about basically continuing to do things just because. And it reminded me of this ham bone story, again, for our new listeners, which is basically, you know, a husband wanted to know why his wife was continuing to cut the ham bone off, and I don't know how true the story is, but it makes so much sense. And so he asked, and she didn't know. She just said, because my mom did it. And so the question continued. He asked her mother, his mother-in-law, and she just said, because my mom did it. And going a bit further, he learned that the mother of his mother-in-law did it because she never had a pan large enough to cook the ham in. So she had no choice. It was either cook the ham, eliminate a part of the ham and cook it, or she wasn't able to cook it. So that's just a true sign of society continuing to do things without much thought or following the crowd, following whatever is going on. So I did some search, and I came up with what I thought was very interesting about the history of New Year resolutions. And it also made me think about how we, I shouldn't say we, but a great number of us also, we cook the black eyed peas, and these, which has a meaning behind it. We have to cook something green, which has a meaning behind it. And also I remember the saying that a man has to be the first one to come through the door. So, and I couldn't quite remember what the reason was behind that. Maybe somebody can share that with me tonight. Maybe you're aware of that. But I forgot. But I just remember them saying, you know, you have to cook the black eyed peas, you have to cook something green, and a man needs to be the first one to come through the door. And you know, so many of us have did this all year. And what has it really, really made a difference? Has it really, really stood for whatever it is they say it stands for? So I did some searching, and I found out some interesting things about the New Year resolution. About 4,000 years ago, and this is the Babylonians, they were the first recorded people, I guess, that had New Year resolutions. And it was basically revolved around returning any borrowed farm equipment as their New Year coincided with the start of the farming season. So that's where, as far as the Babylonians, that's where that arrived from. As far as the Romans, in which was not long after the Babylonians, the Romans would start their New Year by counting the stock of the previous year and setting a goal to accomplish more in the coming year. So they set a goal to accomplish more in the coming year. So they were already, you know, probably satisfied with where they were, but let's do better. So it was just, it wasn't just the Western countries that were setting New Year resolutions. As far as the Chinese, and I found this one to be one of my favorites, they set a special New Year's resolution to do, they did extensive house cleaning. So that one's good for me because, I mean, I think that's a good time to do it. I think it is just essential that we start the New Year. That's just for me. Probably one of those, you know, things again. And here we are to the modern world. Today, we still set New Year resolutions and try to achieve them. Seemingly, they're always based around self-improvement, whether it be weight, smoking, drinking, you know, to stop smoking or drinking and to improve finances. But for the Western or the modern world, it's a way to mark the beginning of changes in our habits and lifestyle. And that's exactly how it read, that they are a way, New Year resolutions or our goals are a way to mark the beginning of changes in our habits and lifestyle. And I put focus on that. I want y'all, for you guys, to keep that in your mind. A way to mark the beginning of changes in our habits and lifestyle. And as I started the show off talking about change, that's why, because it's so important. But when I think about New Year resolution, I didn't previously think about beginning a change or a habit in my lifestyle. It was like, okay, I want to do this better. I want to do this better. But I think if we go a little bit deeper and look at it as changing, and what does it take to change? And remembering you have control or you have the power to do it. It just takes some extra steps and some work. But remember that statement. And hearing where all this came from, I also tried to fit this in, you know, many, 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 many years later, why we continue to make New Year resolutions without changing the process or looking deeper into how do we perfect them, how do we accomplish them so that each year as we return, because the new year is coming again, we should not be making the same resolutions. We should not have the resolutions today as we had 3 years ago. And if some of us, if we'll be honest, you know, we're here. We do. We have those. Otherwise, we wouldn't have so many common resolutions, which is losing the weight, quitting the smoking or drinking, improving finances. So why do we continue to do this, putting emphasis back on what I read about the modern world? You know, it's a way to mark the beginning of changes in our habits and lifestyle. If that's the case, then these things should become, or should have become by now, habits. They should be part of our lifestyle, and we should be perfecting them, just as the Romans were. They set out a goal to accomplish more of it in the new year, not starting over. And I think so often that's what we do. We come to a point where we feel we are unsuccessful again this year, so we've just become accustomed to new year resolutions, meaning we'll wait until next year. Well, I have nothing against new year resolutions. However, I think we need to start looking more at new year resolutions as a day-to-day process. We wake up every day. If we wake up, every day is a new day. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow is not here. We have today to focus on our goal, our resolution. We have today to do that. And I think in our mind, we have kind of set it in stone as it's a new year resolution, we make it, and if we don't keep that momentum going the first few days, and keep in mind that you've not did much planning. Those of you who are listening today, how much planning have you put into your New Year resolution? Even after failing, if you have, even after failing year after year after year, how much planning did you do this year in saying, okay, with the exception, well, I'm going to say, how much more did you do with other than saying what you're going to do or what that resolution is? How much more? And I'd like to hear some of you who are listening, or if you want to share. And I'm going to check the chat line really quick here, if you'll give me just a minute. Okay. So for those of you who are on chat line, remember you can submit your question or comment right there, and I'll get it. So thank you all for logging in that way as well. But I want to hear from you all tonight. What are your resolutions this year? Are they a repeat from last year or the year before? How are you doing with them? Do you feel like you're keeping up the momentum? Again, we're 7 days into it, so by now you have some thought process as to where you're going to end up this year. The goal of this tonight is to keep that momentum going. If you feel like you're losing a bit of it, this month is going to be about motivating you or keeping you motivated, at least so that you make it through the end of the month. And we're going to talk more about that as we go forward into the show. So if you're listening with us tonight, please make a plan to come on, share what your resolution is, how or what your plan is, and if you did not make a plan, what things can you do? Or maybe our other listeners can share with you what things you can do to help you get through it. And I'm going to share some things as well, but I challenge you all to go back and listen to last year's show about New Year resolutions and think about it. That's what I did as well. And I'm going to admit some of the things that I said I was going to do last year, I'm looking at them again this year. I did not make a New Year resolution at all this year. I was having a conversation with someone about that, and the best way that I could explain it to her is this. I said, there is no reason for me to make them because it's no different. And this is after trying to explain it to her over and over again, and she just wasn't quite getting it. I could just tell. And I said, it's just like putting clean clothes on an unclean body. And that may sound a little extreme, but what I was saying is, and what I'm saying to you, sometimes we have to dig a little deeper to figure out what is really going on. And I think if we don't internally position ourselves to be happier people, meaning serving your purpose in life, just really being content and happy with who you are initially. I don't care what your goal is. And I hate to say I don't care, but that's true. What I mean by that is unless you internally become whole, healthy, happy, in tune with your internal dialogue, unless you work to understand you, your makeup, what has brought you here, you can work for 30 days, and eventually you're going to have to deal with what is going on internally, because sometimes those are the things that send us right back to overeating, overshopping, smoking, drinking. So if we start to deal with or incorporate dealing with ourselves internally, then the other stuff just kind of comes with it. And at least that's what I'm finding. I'm finding the more I internally grow, that I don't have to work so hard to get myself ready for the change, because you want the change. It's almost like, come on, come on, come on, what can I do, what can I do? And you start to recognize. And that's when those things, again, as I shared, the top three is losing weight, stop smoking or drinking. I just kind of count those as one. And finances. So relate those back. If those are the top three and have been year after year, that means something else is driving us to doing those things. So I do think that we have to work internally, and not wait until the end of the year to set those goals, to keep those goals, keep working at those goals daily. I'm going to check and see if we have anybody. Remember, the lines are open, so I am expecting callers. I'm expecting people to get in on these conversations this year. We've been on air more than a year and a half now, and it's time for people to start talking. I don't want to continue to talk. I want you guys to share as well, because you guys feed me. So I'm feeding you. I want you to feed me back. So you guys share. This is an easy topic tonight. This is a light topic. So we're all here in the same place. We're all at a point to where we want better. We want to do better. Otherwise, we wouldn't continue to make these resolutions. So as I stated earlier, I'm not so keen, so in tune with New Year resolution, that whole word. And I want to just kind of look at resolution a bit more. Words that mean the same as resolution is resolve, determination, steadfastness, firmness, perseverance, and my favorite is purpose. So those are words that mean the same as resolution. Even if we could change resolution to New Year purpose, you know, it just sounds better. Again, resolution just sounds so final for me. It's like all I have to do is state that I'm going to do this, put it in my mind, and I think most of us get caught up in expressing or announcing to the world, hey, this is my New Year resolution. I'm just amazed at how many people, hey, what's your New Year resolution? No one asks, what's your plan this year? What are you going to do differently to accomplish your goals? You know, maybe we should set several. If we made plans, we could have several. We could make quarterly New Year resolutions because, you know, again, we have a new day every day. So I'm amazed at how many people get all involved in knowing what's your resolution. So I think if we change it, or if we start to look at really what does resolution mean and how can we change that so that it benefits our mindset, so that it helps us to be more successful in accomplishing the goals. Because, again, statistics are not changing in who's successful in meeting the goals. So why do we continue to do this year after year? I mean, really, knowing that, again, most of us are here again with the same resolution, but we continue to do it year after year without coming up with a plan. So I ask you again, as I say, we're 7 days into 2013. The celebration is over. You're probably not as excited as you were coming, you know, December 31st. We do all the celebration. How excited are you now? What's your momentum? How are you working towards your goals? And I'm going to stop it there because we do have a caller. We have a caller, 901, area code 3521. Caller, you're on the air with us.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
I want to say I think you're asking about whether people have made up their minds of the specific things they want to do and change, what their resolutions are, and why is it difficult, why is it you can't maintain it. And I think that none of that will come to fruition until you decide what your life is about. I mean, I think that that's the first thing you do. I think people want to be happy, whether you're talking about they want a better job, you want more money, you want to change academically, whatever it is, it all boils down to wanting to be happy and joyous in this life. And I just think that people are just about as happy as they make up their mind to be. I think people are just about as successful as they make up their mind to be. And the problem is dealing with specific things that you want to accomplish, and that's okay. But I think there are underlying things in really making the right decision about what those things are that you want to accomplish. And I was just thinking while you were talking about some of those things, and I think there are about three or four things that people need to ask themselves before they make any kind of resolutions. And I've lived a long time, and I've done the same thing, made them, didn't make them, didn't complete them, didn't carry them out, et cetera. But I think one of the first things to do is to find out what little things that delight you. What really delights you? And sometimes it's not all about the better job or the more money. You're finding those things, individual things within your life that give you delight. And I think people sometimes don't know what their dreams are, because they're kind of busy pursuing something that may bring them more money but may not actually carry out what their individual dreams are. And I think that there are things that people, before they make resolutions, there's some things sometimes we need to let go of before and if we don't let go of some of those things, we'll never see the number of individual detailed things that we want to accomplish. And how well do you take care of yourself? And I mean, this is not the better job or the more money that we're talking about here. We're talking about things that actually that you must go within yourself and make a decision about. And then after you do that, I think then you're ready. Because then you know the direction and the definition of what those resolutions are. But until you do that, and then those things in your life that encourage you. And when you answer those questions, and I mean, you know what those things are, I think it becomes easy, because sometimes it's not what you think you want to accomplish. It may be something entirely different.
So I wrote down the things as you were talking, and some of the questions, just so that our listeners get this, you know, I thought I heard you say, what delights you? What's your
what
dream?
What little things? And don't make it big.
Right.
I think sometimes you find out the little things that delight you. Right, taking care of yourself. Ask yourself, what is it that you need to do? How well do you do it? And I think we need to know what your dreams really are, because sometimes I think the dreams seem to be so far-fetched that they may be out of reach. But if it's your dream and you know that that's a part of what you really want to do, then define that. What that dream is, and then what things you need to let go of. I think if you're talking about something that'll tear up, you know, carrying out resolutions, it's something that we need to let go of that we just can't, and it holds us back.
I think those are some great points, and it really goes back to that. That's why, I don't know if you were on when I gave the other words that mean the same as resolution, and I liked purpose. And it's as if we could just, sometimes you just need to look at things from a different perspective, because New Year resolution, it just doesn't ring. But if you think about purpose, what delights you? What's your dream? Let some stuff go. How well do you take care of yourself? I can't say enough about that, because if people really would stop and think, you know, how well do I take care of myself? It says a lot
Absolutely.
About how you feel about yourself, and then what encourages you, what are your dreams and things like that. And it goes back to purpose and goes right back to how I explained to my friend, you know, resolutions would be like putting clean clothes on consistently without bathing, really. I need
Absolutely.
To take care of myself. If my clothes
Absolutely.
Are going to be on my scent.
And I think, Tammy, sometimes that even if the dreams are big, even if those resolutions are something that will produce great stuff, great successes, and I think that's why a lot of people gain those things. I mean, they actually they get what they want, and they're not happy. And then you ask, why is it? I've worked toward this end. I mean, I've done all the 1, 2, 3 things to make this happen for me. I've made the resolutions. I carried them out. But the underlying foundational things that's a part of their life that really makes them happy is not carried out because they haven't answered those questions.
Right. Okay. Well,
thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For our listeners, that great point, and I challenge and I want you all to give us your feedback on that, because we have to start looking more into things rather than just deciding, you know, we're going to go with the crowd. Everyone else is making New Year resolutions. Everyone else is failing. So I'll just be excited about stating them and never mind how I do with them. Never mind how I end the year with them. And we should be ending the year with success stories. We should be very happy about where we are or where we've ended up, so that now we can add to that. The next step, the next phase would make it even that much more enjoyable. So some great points, and just want to highlight those again. What things delight you? What's your dream? Letting go. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in the show, but again, some of us just need to let some stuff go. We've talked about that as well. And how well do you take care of yourself? Sometimes we spend so much time on making others happy, doing for others, and by all means, there is nothing wrong with that, nothing. But it comes to a point, if that's all you do, if you don't stop and take care of yourself, it just makes you bitter. You become bitter. You become just kind of lifeless, and you do nothing. Nothing. And then what encourages you? So those simple things in life, and all of those things are really about taking care of yourself, which will make everything you do will be filled with purpose. You'll have more understanding, and the better you understand yourself, the better you are, the more capable you are in determining what's best for you, the people that are best for you, what to hold on to, what to let go of. The more you walk into your world, into your purpose, the clearer your life becomes. It's just light and darkness. The smallest bit of light, you've heard us say this so many times, the smallest bit of light becomes the focus in the darkest room. Think about that in your life. And when you do that, just allow that light to continue to shine and grow. That's why you have to work daily. And if you fail today, hey, a new day is coming tomorrow. Don't look at it as, well, I'll wait and start next year. Nope, I'll be right back on track tomorrow. So don't get caught up in the temporary high and the temporary fixes of talking about your New Year resolution, posting it on Facebook, telling people what it is, never sitting down, thinking, processing the former year, processing where you are, what has gotten you here, what can I do different. Imagine if you are so caught up and you get such a high in talking about it, what would it be like to accomplish that goal, to be at the point where you've created that new habit, that new lifestyle. So again, don't get caught up in talking about it. We have to create a plan. So we've talked about where all this originated from. We've talked a bit about the statistics and what society says about how we do at this. How do we make it better? How do we perfect this plan and accomplish our goals? One thing is, we got to make a plan. You have to. I don't care what it is. write something down, post it on your refrigerator, post it, you know, in your bathroom. Someone was over my house this weekend, and I have a little sticky note that says remember, and it's been up there now for about 2 weeks. And I was asked the question, remember what? I said, I know. I know what that means, and every time I look at it, I know what I need to remember. I had to do that for me, and it worked. Maybe a simple plan may sound silly to someone else, but that was my plan for what I need to remember, and it's going to stay there until I no longer forget it to remember. So plan, whatever your plan is and whatever plan works for you. Research. If you are going through something, you know, don't just we need to start thinking more, reading more, researching more. There is no reason not to have a better understanding of whatever it is. So often we just take whatever it is for whatever it is without any research, just like the ham bone story. You know, you need to find out what patterns you are following and why. And is it beneficial to your life? Does it bring value to your life? All that goes back to what our last caller said. How well do you take care of yourself? How well do you know yourself in order to take care of yourself? Which will allow you to follow your dreams, know your dreams, let go of the things and the people and the places that do not bring value, that are not leading you to where you're going. So research, read, establish a support team. We have to be careful about that. That's that circle we were talking about. Because everybody that will listen to your dream or will hear you out doesn't mean they support it. So you have to know who you're dealing with, but you have to have a support team, or it's good to have a support team. Set small goals. Very, very important. I heard Will Smith say, as I was listening to his point of view on The Secret, talking about The Secret, Brandon shared this with me, and I had a chance to look at it, and it was life-changing. So I challenge you all, if you've never read or studied on the book, and you don't have to read the entire book, it's good, but there are things on YouTube that you can go and take a look at and read. But I came across one that Will Smith is talking about, The Secret, in his life, basically. And he said, you know, we don't build a wall at one time. You lay one perfect brick one at a time. And that's what we have to look at life, one step at a time, one change at a time. And I just guarantee you, if you work to internally lay one brick at a time, you will, the other stuff, all this thing, the things that we think we have to make resolutions for, again, you won't have to, it's almost seamlessly, it cannot remain in your body. Once you start to grow, personally grow, those things, that it's almost like you can't stand yourself. Like, I got to get over this. I got to get past this. And I'm not saying it's easy, but as you internalize the change, your internal dialogue, as you step into that, the other stuff, you are forced to deal with it. The fifth one is eliminate negativity from your life, and that means people, places, and things. Going back to what our caller said, let it go, let them go. People, places, and things. That's very important. So often we hold on to things because, oh, well, because of this and because of that. It is what it is, people. Everybody, again, does not support your journey. And you either support it or you got to get out the road with it. You got to get out of the way. And if you don't get out of the way, then I'm gonna go around you and leave you right there. Don't feel bad about that. I want to give you an example of creating your plan. And I'm going to use weight because, again, it's one of our three things that people, the top three for our modern world. And if that's one of your resolutions for this year, what can you do? What kind of plan could you create? For starters, just say, okay, how can I just eat better? How can I just forget about the weight right now? Forget about how many pounds I want to lose or where I want to be. Let me just start with my eating plan. Let me really take a look at what I'm eating on a daily basis. Or you could join a gym. If you can't afford a gym membership, then there are parks there are unused parks everywhere. Very few people are at the park. Free. You can walk for free. You can exercise for free. You have your neighborhood. We can walk at work, park farther out. You know, if you go to church, show up a little bit early and walk there. Find someone to do it with you. But start small. And we have to remember the definition of insanity, which means a lot of us are there, that we continue to do the same thing over and over again, but we expect different results. So here we are, myself included. We continue to make those resolutions, which I didn't this year, but I did it. I mean, previously I did them over and over again. Continue to do so, just saying that I'm going to do them, telling people, this is mine, this is mine. Didn't have the first plan to do anything. As you think about that, remember the success rate and statistics. They tell us that as a majority, we fail. So ask yourself, why do I continue to step into this trap? Because that's exactly what it is. It's a trap without a plan, the trap of making New Year resolutions. If you really are ready for change and you want to succeed, why not now? And I'm speaking on those as we wait for, because now, if you are at a place where you feel like I'm not going to be successful at it again this year, then now is the time for you to say, oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am, because this is important for me now. I'm not going to wait until next year. I'm going to start again now. Don't follow the crowd. Lead the crowd. If you start before the new year comes in, then the crowd is they're wanting to be like you. Well, what have you done? You know, you are different this year. You look different. What did you do last year? So don't worry about the crowd waiting for the new year. People who follow the crowd are usually don't end up leading the crowd. So don't be a follower. Okay? We do have another caller, so I'm going to stop there. And I'm going to check the chat line as I pull in our caller. We have a caller from the 901 area code, the last 45626. Caller, you're on the air with us.
Hi, Tammy. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm enjoying it.
Welcome back. We hadn't heard you for a long time.
I know. I'm back. Yay. Yeah. The one thing that I want to say is about resolutions. Resolutions, whenever you have a large resolution like losing weight or your finances or whatever, the way that I see it this year is instead of having one big resolution, have many goals that you're going to make, like small goals to make, like every 3 months, if I accomplish this, whatever this is, in a small goal, then you treat yourself to something. You make yourself, you know, hey, I did that. And then you do another 3 months and another 3 months, and by the end of the year, you would have accomplished whatever it is that you were trying to accomplish. But it won't look like, it won't look so big when you make them smaller. Does that make sense?
Right. It
so
does.
The difference is you're trying to lose weight. If you're trying to lose weight and you set up increments of 5 pounds, the next 3 months I'm going to try to lose 5 pounds. When you reach that goal, do something for yourself. Buy your shirt. Buy a necklace. You know, anything to say, hey, I accomplished this goal. And then the next 3 months you have to lose the next 5 pounds. So that by the end of the year, you've been lost 20 pounds because you've set those mini goals.
Right. Right. And it's easier to look at 5 rather than 50.
Than 20.
You know, because you're so far away from 50, you know, it almost looks like it's not doable. It's unattainable when you look at it as such a big number. So you're exactly right. We have to set that goal to start small and make sure that it works for you, because that goes back to knowing who you are and how you work and creating that plan so that you can visualize it daily.
Right, and then writing your plans down. Don't just say it in your head. Don't just put it in your head. Write it on paper. Create yourself a contract. Hey, in the next 3, you know, you can break it down so that you're obligating yourself to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Right.
And you got to be held accountable to yourself. No one
else
can
share with
you. Accountable.
What are if you don't mind, what are some of your resolutions if you did any this year?
I really didn't do any this year. I know the one thing I want to do is get some credit cards paid off.
Okay.
And
so you're in that financial part of it.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, really, and I'm not that in debt, but I want to get some things off of me.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I really want to do is pay some things off.
Yes.
And I know that I can't pay them all off at one time. So I'm just going to take one card, take the lowest to the highest.
Mm-hmm.
And as I pay them off, I'm going to treat myself to something. I'm not going to use a credit card, but I'm going to treat myself to something and so that it'll be an accomplishment that I'm making. So by the end of the year, I should be where I want to be.
Right, right. So you have a plan, and then you have something to keep you motivated, which is the next step we're going to go into talking about, that plan and allowing yourself, treating yourself after you accomplish that goal. You know, it may
mm-hmm.
sound small, but it gives you something to look forward to. It gives you something to work
right.
toward. And that, I like that. That works for me. You know, even if it's going back to weight, you know, if you lose your 5 pounds, one time a month, treat yourself to something you really like. You know?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Work that plan out. Well, Kim, thank you. Anything else you want to share?
That's it.
Thank you so much for enjoying the show. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll talk
right.
to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. That moves me right into the next section of motivation. How do we keep ourselves motivated? And Kim, our last caller, made some good points. And as we said earlier in the show, planning, research, establish your support team, set small goals, and eliminate negativity, all those things will help you remain motivated. In addition to that, you just have to make a commitment that I'm going to do this. Because sometimes, I mean, I know for me, my thoughts can go from A to Z in a minute, but I'm not going back to the mental thought process that I came from, negativity and things like that. I just sometimes, as you've heard me say, I have to talk myself. I just have to say, Tammy, go by yourself. I'm not going. I'm a new person now. I'm a new me. I still have things to get through, but there's some things I have overcome to the point where I can just say, not going there with you. So we have to, in addition to all those things that we named earlier, you have to be able to identify, first of all, negative thoughts and capture those thoughts and eliminate them. If you mess up today, then say, okay, tomorrow will be better. I'll revisit my plan and go from there. And I'm on weight again because that's the top thing. It's losing weight is your thing, as our last caller said. You know, treat yourself, or even I've had a friend that actually did this. She purchased a pair of jeans that were on the road. They were indication of where she wanted to go. For example, if you wear 14 and you want to be a size, you know, 8, you know, then don't buy a size 8. Maybe get a size 10. And once you know, celebrate when you get to that 10 because it's on the way to where you want to be. But if you get a size 14 and then you lose a few pounds and you're looking at that size 8, it doesn't seem as though your goal is that you're working really towards your goal. So we have to be mindful and set those small goals, as our caller said before. You know, set them in stages. Remember, small goals, or remember, one brick at a time. So also, we have to just allow life to happen. Life happens, things change. You know, life is continually interrupted. So our circumstances can change. Back to those negative thoughts and how we feel about ourselves, fear of failure, just being caught up in the crowd, fear of the unknown. We're all going to sometimes have setbacks, doubt, depression about ourselves, but you have to remain focused. You have to just commit to being focused and reaching your goal. And remember, highly successful people remain focused. And I'm not really just talking about money and things, that internal peace, those things that bring you peace. It could be being a person that, you know, kind of helps the kids. I can't even think about what they used to, what they call them even now. But I remember being out of town and seeing this lady just so cross-guard. So she just had such a presence about herself. And the lady that I was riding with said she's like that every school day. It's as if she is she's doing what she loves to do. So that kind of, that success, that internal peace, doing those things that make you happy, people like that accept life. They accept the day. They know who they are. They're not going to be ruined by circumstances and things like that. So you just have to remain and make sure, keep putting in your mind that I'm going to remain focused. But these people consistently move forward. They consistently, no matter what, I have a goal. I know where I want to be. I'm not turning around. I know where I'm going. I know what I want. And they have those thoughts, or they keep those thoughts that are leading them there. Again, that does not mean you're not going to have, that you won't possibly have slip-ups. It's important to be honest with yourself when you have the slip-ups. Identify what was going on in my life if I messed up and ate something that I shouldn't have. Was something going on with me? Are there certain patterns that bring this about? Because, again, it may be a person, a place, or a thing that is triggering those. We have to, you know, identify with our triggers. Could be something making those things happen. So that call that life happening, but we have to continue to move forward because those things are going to continue to happen. So I want to keep asking you as we go through this show, how are you doing with your New Year resolutions? And I want to hear how you're doing thus far. What things have worked? What new plans have you put in place and so forth? So I want to hear from you about that. But I ask again, how are you doing thus far? What things have you did differently this year? Do you have a new roadmap? Have you implemented some different plans? If you haven't, then do that now. Start today. Today is a new day. You can say it's a new year starting tomorrow. I can't say enough about negative thoughts, even towards yourself. And remember, a negative thought is anything that pulls your energy away from you moving forward in what you're doing or towards your goal. We're going to fall down. It's not that we fall. We're all going to do that from time to time. But are you willing and do you want it bad enough to get back up and keep moving, whatever your it is? And this reminds me, I was cleaning. I'm the Chinese people. You know, I was cleaning as I prepared for the new year. And I got to a point to where I wanted some things moved. I just had got in the zone and I wanted to move some things. And I just simply can't at the time. There's just not enough room. So I instantly went from the beach to North Pole. I mean, in my thoughts, before I had a chance to just even think about what was going to happen or what I was going to think about, they were already there. And my whole, just instantly, my mood started to change. And I had, that's the moment where I'm talking about, I had to say, nope. Just focus on what you've moved already, what changes you've made already, what you will be able to move eventually. Just work around it. Work around the stuff. And I was able to get myself back on track. And ladies will probably relate to that more because, again, we can go from point A to point Z in a matter of minutes with our thought process. It's just life and the way it happens. So just before, we're going to end here pretty soon, but just before going any forward, I do want to just put more emphasis on being motivated, and I want you to keep this in mind. Don't allow the first sign of failure to stop you. And I hate to even use that word failure, but that's what we look at it as, failure. So we instantly stop that momentum and think, oh, well, I'll pick it back up next year. But don't look at it as failure. And see it as a way to perfect the plan. Go back to the plan. That's why you need it. That's why you need to know what's going on in your life if failure arises, if you have a slip-up. Learn how to nurture motivating thoughts. Learn how to create motivating thoughts in any situation. Neutralize the negative thoughts and focus on the task at hand. Because, again, if you pull that plan out, if you pull those jeans out that are a size, you know, 10, and you're closer to it, then you may be able to get back on track. You may be able to get that momentum back, you know, get the momentum going again. But whatever you do, recognize those thoughts that are trying to rob, steal, and kill and destroy where you want to go, even your day-to-day living. Because, see, once it gets your day-to-day living, your life is pretty much gone. If we can remain trapped in our negative thoughts, trapped in our what we think are failures of New Year resolutions and our goals, and think about what that must do to you internally when you say, I've been doing this for the last 5 years. I've been making the same resolution. Don't allow it to go there. Say, this year I did something different. I have a plan now. I have a way that I'm going to see this through. I think we continue to make New Year resolutions because, as our first caller said, we really want a better life. We really want to do better. We want to live better. We just want more out of life, whether we admit to it or not. We do want more out of life. So internalize what you want, create that plan, and move forward. You have to be able to continue to move forward. Start small and go from there, but do keep that plan visible. From this day forward, I would like, my request is, don't look at it as resolutions. Look at it as your purpose. Look at it as creating new habits. Words that mean the same as habit is custom, routine, practice, your tradition, your patterns. And remember, patterns are those things that, you know, we do unconsciously, you know, things that we just do without thought. So if we're going to do things without thought, we need to make sure that we are creating those, creating habits based on our purpose and what we want out of life and where we're going, where we want to end up. Make things visible to you. Make a date to look over where you are. Process where you are. Process your progress. And remember, it's not going to be perfect every day. If you have setbacks, go with that. Start new the next day, okay? And we are creating habits. Before closing, and the lines are open, and I'm going to check the chat line. I'm going to work to not keep you guys so long this year. But these are reasons that we lose motivation. And because this month is going to be about keeping you motivated, helping you to identify those things that could just make you fall, you know, fall to the side on the resolutions anyway. But lack of confidence in yourself goes back to what our caller said. Know yourself and monitor how you treat yourself. There's nothing wrong with doing things for others, but you should be numero uno. Lack of focus is another one, the reason we would lose motivation. What, you know, if you don't have the confidence, if you don't have a plan, then where's your focus? You're just kind of going day to day without a plan. And lack of direction, which goes right back to number one and number two, lack of confidence, lack of focus, lack of direction. How could you have that, or how can you create direction if you don't have the confidence? If you believe you can't, you won't. And what is there to focus on? And what is the direction for? Because where are you going? So this month, I'm hopeful that wherever you are in your process of your New Year resolutions, and for the sake of this show and going forward, your New Year habits or your New Year purpose, we're no longer going to call it resolutions because, again, I think that sounds so final. We are growing. This is not final. We're accomplishing these goals so that we can add to them 2014. So we'll be like the Chinese saying, okay, let's grow this. Let's make a bigger field of these flowers. Let's grow it. So where are you now? What can you do different? If you have not, the first thing you do tonight, create that plan. Don't wait till tomorrow. Because tomorrow you'll be ready to execute the plan. You'll get up and go to the refrigerator, wherever you need to go, and look at the plan. And that's something we should be doing. We should take our life seriously rather than just becoming accustomed to tradition. That's what gets us in a point of depression and just trying to dance to everyone else's music. There is nothing like a confident person nothing like it. So January is motivational month. We're going to talk about all the things. Next week we're going to talk a bit more about keeping yourself motivated, how to do that a little bit more, going to give you some points on that, adding to it the importance of self-confidence. So important. I hear so many people say, I know I love myself. There was a time where I thought I loved myself, but now I know I didn't. I had very low self-esteem, and it showed because I was trying to gain it by doing for others. So self-confidence, self-awareness, self-love, and going the extra mile for you, for your life. I heard Steve Harvey say, and many others, but it didn't register at that time because, again, I was in a different place. I heard him recently say, when you go the extra mile, it's a lonely road. You can do what you want out there because few people step out into that world. We get to a point where, well, I can't do this. Well, it's not working. It won't work if you stop. Simple. Many people have something that they've wanted to do for a lifetime. Something as simple as going back to school. 10 years ago, they wanted to go back to school. Well, what if they had just gone and stuck at it? They'd be done by now. You just have to keep moving forward, and you have to know where you're going so that you know if you've taken a wrong turn or are you still on the right track. So that's what I have for you all tonight. For me, again, I just decided not to do the New Year resolution, but continue to work on my internal dialogue. What things have kept me in bondage? What have I allowed to take over my life and become my life that are not who I am, that have made me who I'm not? And that's what works for me. It may not work for you, but what that has done for me is it has allowed me to process and eliminate. It has allowed me to process, eliminate, and then bring forward in my life, move forward in my life. And the best part about that is I no longer feel guilty about doing the things that's best for me. Still got some growth to do, still some other areas. But, wow, I'm committed to capturing those negative thoughts, eliminating them, and it's not an easy process. Sometimes I have to talk more. Sometimes it gets the best of me more than I would like for it to. But my mindset says, keep moving forward. You're going to get there. You're closer. If you stop now, you're going to find yourself here again next year, New Year's resolution. So, I'm going to just tell you the lines are open. If anybody has anything that they want to share about their New Year resolution or give any advice on how to keep that momentum going, now is the time before we end it. I'm going to check the chat line, make sure we're okay there, and we are. So what I want to do, again, if there are no callers, is just remind you guys, no matter what, keep going. If you slip up tonight, if you slip up tomorrow, then say, okay, we'll start again tomorrow. And if you do tomorrow, then okay, we have a new day. And go back to your plan. Go back to your accountability partner, your team. And remember, you're not trying to build a wall instantly. We can't do that. But lay your bricks. Set your goals according to your momentum. And watch that wall come to life. Watch your life come to life. Okay? So stay with it. Stick at it. Revisit those plans tonight. If you didn't do any, reevaluate your life. Go back to the questions that our caller gave us at the beginning of the show, which I think were awesome. What delights you? What's your dream? Can't say enough about letting it go. Let it go. How well do you take care of yourself? Because only then will you be able to really, really, really help others. Your life speaks far more volume than your words. Words or anything, we can all say them. But how do you treat yourself? and then what encourages you. I think those were very well put. Keep those things in mind. If you forget them, you can always go back and listen to the show and write them down later. But as I close tonight, I just, again, I hope that you all prepare for the best year ever, the best year, so that you can just add to the years going from here. Don't settle. You make the plan for your resolutions or your habits or your purpose, whatever you want to call them, but you create the plan and you see it through and go from there. We will return back next week, same time, same day, and again, we will be talking more on motivation, self-confidence, and going the extra mile in hopes of keeping you motivated so that you can at least make it through the month of January, because if we do that, we've already succeeded because we've gone against what statistics say, which is in a few days, you will be so over your New Year resolutions, habits, or purpose, and by January, they said people don't even they don't even know what they were. They're even not even a part of their life. So we're not going to do that this year. So if you have not, please do so. Determine a plan for your life and come back with us on Monday, next Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. You, again, can listen online or by phone. Please share the show with someone. We have some exciting news about next month, and I'll share that with you probably in the next week or two, but just continue to share the word, continue to live, and I do want to end with a little quote, and we'll call it a night unless someone else has something that they want to add, and this is on motivation. It's been said that no one can really motivate anyone else. All you can do is instill a positive attitude and hope it catches on. We cannot blame anyone else if we do not feel motivated. Motivation comes from within. Mere motivation has made millionaires of the most profoundly disadvantaged folk whose most significant advantage lay in their positive attitude. We don't all need or want to be millionaires, but we can all be successful at what we choose when we consider our passions and talents. Again, we can all be successful at what we choose when we consider our passions and talents, then figure out a way to live by them. So on this day, for you, say, I will do at least one thing that advances me toward one of my goals. If you just do one thing daily that advances you towards your goal, you will get there, but you must know what your goals are. In closing, thank you all for tuning in to tonight's show. Hope you enjoyed it and will take something away from it. We will see you back next Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Have a wonderful night.